Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I am so grateful for you. So thankful that you are studying the Word of God. It just pleases my heart. As many say, it warms my heart to know that people are getting into the Word of God. And my prayer is that these studies, these 4 to 6 minute podcasts, are just inspiring you to get into the Word of God on your own. We try to break it down as simply as possible so that you can see that God wants to teach all of us what he has to say, and he promised that he'd be with us when we study his word. So that's why we go to him in prayer before we begin our study. If you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful that you're here. We're thankful that your word assures us that there's nowhere where you are not. And so you're right here with us as we gather together to study your word. We ask you by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, O Lord. And also, Lord, to empower us to live according to what we learn is the truth today. We want to bless you. We want to thank you again for your word. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Jesus Knew Who He Chose. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13 and verse 18. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus washed his disciples' feet and told them, "You also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." And in chapter 13 and verse 18 of his book, John shared how Jesus told his disciples, "I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen." Where we read, "I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scriptures may be fulfilled, he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me." The verse reads, "I speak not of you all, for I know whom I have chosen." John began with the words, "I speak not of you all," which means I, Jesus, am not affirming, maintaining, exhorting, advising, or directing each, every, the whole, and every one of you disciples of Jesus. I know whom I have chosen, or I, Jesus, understand, perceive, and discern the persons that I, Jesus, picked out, elected, and selected. John shared how Jesus was not talking about every one of his disciples because he knew in advance the ones he selected among them. The verse continues, "But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me." John added the words, "but that the scripture," which means however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, or moreover, so that certain portion or section of the Holy Scripture may be fulfilled or might be rendered full, furnished, and liberally supplied. "He that eats bread with me," which means the person, whether male or female, who consumes and devours flour mixed with water and baked alongside me, Jesus, "has lifted up his heel against me," or has raised, elevated, and exalted his heel or foot in opposition to Jesus, which is a symbol for injuring one by trickery, like the kicking or tripping up of a wrestler against his antagonist. John shared how Jesus declared how the scripture would be fulfilled by the one who ate alongside him, but would lift his heel against him as well. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus knew who would betray him. Though Judas Iscariot ate alongside Jesus, he would fulfill scripture by delivering over to the authorities, who would judge him, condemn him, torture him, and put him to death. Because God loves people so dearly, he wants to have a personal relationship with them through his son Jesus. Jesus came to the earth to die for the sins of the world, and anyone who yields their life to him will be forgiven of their sins and granted everlasting life. Let all who read and hear these words understand the role of this one who lifted up his heel against Jesus so they may have a personal relationship with God. Next time John shares how Jesus tells his disciples, "I tell you before it comes." So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.